This is Cody.
This is Cara.
We're coming to you now. We're going to start talking about the games as the season gets underway. Yes. So coming up, we have the Hall of Fame game, always the initial kickoff to the season. So for this game, we have the Colts and the Packers.
Okay.
So Carl, what does Vegas have this game as? And what do you look to see from each of these teams that you want to see from them this
season? Vegas had them opening up at 2.5, Packers. They were favored. But as we stand currently, it's a pick 'em game. And this matchup is a very interesting matchup for the simple fact that the Colts said they're not holding anybody back and you're playing everybody. The things I want to look out for the Colts is I want to see how that offensive line holds up against the first team unit, a defense of Green Bay. I want to see that right side in particular.
Yeah.
So I want to see how that goes. And I want to see Luck's chemistry with the wide receivers. They're coming out in new sets. They said they're coming out with a 3-wide now. So all three receivers are going to be on the field. And I'm talking about T.Y. Hilton. I'm talking about Dante Moncrief. I'm talking about Philip Dorsett. And being that they only really have one true tight end in Dwayne Allen. So this should be interesting to see that.
Yeah, I definitely look forward to seeing how this offense gels. Obviously, I was disappointed with how they played last year. There's a lot of possibilities and potentials on this offense.
Yeah,
I just haven't seen it come together yet.
Okay.
So I really want to see Andrew Luck start to gel with these young receivers. I would love to see Philip Dorsett become the player we know he can be,
Yeah. Take
the top off defenses. I think they're going to be better with Dwayne Allen. I think he's a lot better than Kobe Fleener. He's not as athletic, but he's a lot more sure-handed.
Agree to disagree.
And I think that, you know, with all the speed on the rest of the offense, it'll really help to have that kind of size from Dwayne Allen.
Yeah.
So that's just what I think, because he's so much better than Kobe Fleener.
And for fantasy purposes, you definitely want to see how they mesh in or who Andrew Luck is targeting. So you want to pay attention to the targets. You want to see who's in most of the time during the first drive for the Colts. I don't know how long they're going to be staying on the field together, but you definitely want to pay attention to that for fantasy purposes. And you got to, I don't know if Frank Gore is going to play, but he probably will. You want to see how he does with that so quote unquote new offensive line with the new mentality and everything.
Yeah, so, and like Carl said too, I think the offensive line is going to be a huge thing to look at. They have some new players. They drafted Ryan Kelly, who I'm a big fan of.
Center, yeah.
Jack Muhort is one of the best guards in the NFL.
Yeah.
Costanzo is an above-average tackle.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a good left side of the line.
The left side is good.
Yeah, the right side there's some questions about. They drafted LaRaven Clark, who I hated this year.
Okay.
So I don't know who they're going to put at right tackle, but it's worth watching because Clay Matthews is going to be on that side.
And the running back they drafted?
Who?
Forgot his name.
The Colts?
Yeah.
Josh something?
Yeah.
He's good. He's a late round pick, but I heard good things about him as well.
So you want to look out for that for fantasy purpose too. And they also have Robert Turbin backing up Frank Gore as well.
Yeah. And you know, like Carl said as well, I think what's really important to do for fantasy and DraftKings purposes is to watch these preseason games. I know they're boring, but you get a really good idea of how these players are going to translate to the NFL.
Yep,
how comfortable
forward.
Are they are, especially with rookies and especially with free agents. It's good to see how they acclimate with a team that's already there. And also, if it's just a rookie receiver or someone you want to get a feel for, if you're watching Philip Dorsett, does he look like a professional receiver? We know he can run. Is he running crisp routes? Is he holding on to the ball? Stuff like that you want to watch because that'll show you that who's going to be a sleeper, who's going to be that low, cheap pick in DraftKings that's really going to take you over the top.
Ah,
I think these are the
kind
of things that are really going to help you
know,
make all the difference in the world. So it's boring. You're going to get made fun of. I fucking love the preseason. I'm going to be at the Jets preseason game. This guy's coming with me.
So we talked about the Colts. Let's talk about the Packers. Don't really know what they're going to do this preseason because last year, you know, they had an unfortunate injury to one of their mainstay guys, and that's Jordy, white man, Cam Jump Nelson. So I know they're going to hold him out. And if he does play, he's definitely not going to be in there for too long. So you just want to watch out, see how Lacy plays, if they play in him. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers. And I like their backup quarterback and Hundley. So, I don't know. Defensively, they're going to play. I think they're going to they have a lot of young guys on the defense side of the ball. So their defense is going to be something you want to look at if you want to like use that for fantasy purposes as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. There's a lot to look at. I love Brett Hundley. I think he's going to be a really important asset for them.
He dominated last year preseason.
Yeah, and I think it's great for him to kind of do what Aaron did, is sit and learn for a while. I mean,
yeah.
Aaron's definitely not old, but he's not the youngest guy in the world either.
Correct.
And if they can kind of groom him to, get ready and take that spot over when he's ready, I think that'll be a really good kind of passing the torch. So
actually, for the receivers on the Packers, you definitely want to look at that the third receiver that we were talking about and we mentioned in our previous podcast.
I was just going to say that.
Okay.
I was just going to say that. All right,
go
excuse
ahead.
Me.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry, my man.
Yeah.
You got it, boss. You got it, chief.
So what's also going to be important is seeing who they're going to keep, because they have a lot of receivers.
Yeah.
You have, obviously, Jordy. You have Randall. After that are a lot of players with potential. None of them proven themselves yet.
Mm-hmm.
You have Devontae Adams, who got a lot of attempts last year, really disappointed. Came on in a few games, but really overall did not prove to be sure-handed at all.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Janis disappeared, super athletic. He ran like a 4.4. He's pretty tall, too. He's like 6'2". Had those two huge catches in the playoffs against
mm-hmm.
the Lions, but hasn't done anything else other than that. They have Ty Montgomery, who has all the talent in the world, super athletic. He's kind of like a mini version of Randall Cobb. But they got to find a way to, make him more consistent as well and find a role for him in the offense. So him, and then they also have Aberdeers, too, who's he's another fast white guy that,
white guy with wheels.
Yeah, Bill Belichick is so mad that the Packers have three white receivers that are, able to catch. that's going to be a battle. I like Janis a lot. I like Montgomery a lot. I hope both of them can, pull it off and add to this offense. It's going to be really exciting. Want to see Jared Cook get into the offense as well.
Yeah, but he's coming from injuries. I don't think he's going to play. So we'll see, man. We don't know too much what the Packers are going to do.
Yeah, but it's important. Like you said,
it's very
good
important
to watch the preseason,
man.
Get an idea of how these
and
players
and if you don't watch
out.
The preseason, you can listen to our podcast, and we're definitely going to be giving you a lot of information. We're going to be very informative with all that information for you so you can use for DFS and your work fantasy league. Or what team to pick for, your pick'em contest and stuff like that, Survivor League.
Absolutely. And I'm trying to, be a millionaire off this myself. Love to win. I tell myself every day, every, DFS and Survivor League, I'm going to win it and ball out. But I'm just looking to see consistency. I just hope no one gets hurt. I hope that they just, show some flashes that we can get excited for the season, get some pointers out for, what to do with fantasy and all that, but overall, I'm just happy football's back.
Okay.
So, that's our take. That's the mini preseason Hall of Fame game recap, but be on the lookout next week. We'll have some other rundowns for the rest of the preseason games, week one as well. So
football is back.
It is. Sign up. This is Cody.
This is Carl.